But we have two fantastic past mayors that we want to highlight. The first is Madeline Jeanette.
Is she here too?
Yeah, be proud. Be proud.
Be proud.
Hey, somebody's got to defend incest.
That's right.
Hello and welcome to episode number 531 of the podcast. I'm your host, Knox McCoy.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Golden.
The podcast is a show dedicated to delightful idiocy, and we're committed to educating you on things entertaining but do not matter.
To find out more about these flavorful pursuits, check us out at knoxandjamie.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Podcast, and we are on Twitter, we don't call it X, at PodcastPod.
Thanks for joining us this week as we are going to be listening to our live show, Flavortown Opinion Discussion.
But before we do that, we are guessing many of you might be traveling this week, and we have a few playlists for you. First up is our holiday playlist of our past Thanksgiving and December holiday episodes, including our most downloaded episode of all time in the history of the podcast, Hallmark Movies Explained. Now, we have all the episodes you can snag for those long drives, the delayed flights, or just you hiding in an upstairs bathroom from your family. Also, from our other podcast, Faith Adjacent, we have curated and updated our holiday playlist, both a party playlist and a pondering playlist, depending on your mood. Find these links in the episode show notes or head to our Spotify home at knoxandjamie.com/Spotify.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, Jamie, we are delighted to be on a holiday week. And I think we're even more delighted that people are going to listen to our Flavortown conversation from our Atlanta show. And I just like point blank, do you remember any of that conversation from the Atlanta show?
And we actually did two Flavortown discussions. We did a Flavortown proper, and then we did a fun Flavortown snake draft with Aaron and Jason.
I went back and I was listening, and it was like listening to a brand new episode. I didn't remember any of it. I had no recollection of any of it. Yeah, it was, I really enjoyed it actually. And that's not me just saying that. It actually, I think it's really compelling audio, but
I do remember a toilet with two people on it.
There was a toilet. I was listening back, and there's a section where I won't say who, but one of your choices, Jamie, was in reference to I guess I don't want to call it scab culture, but like how you handle scabs. And I gotta say, I don't remember the response from the audience being as resounding, almost affirmational, as it was in the listen back. But it felt like a lot of scab pickers in that audience that night.
Listen, that's what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for support wherever I can get it, if it's a 9-year-old on the fourth row, which I felt like was supporting me the whole time. Thank you so much. You are the main.
And like, I just full transparency, full vulnerability. When I was listening back, I was actually picking my cuticles while I was listening. And I was like, oh, dang, I think I disagree with this in the live show, but I was actually picking a scab as I listened to this. So got him. dead to rights right there.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we are actually going to play y'all both of our segments of the Snake Draft component. There'll be a couple ads in there, and then we'll come back on the other side and do lights. Without further ado, please enjoy our Flavortown from the live show.
Flavortown is a recurring episode series near and dear to our hearts as spice connoisseurs. And we thought, what a cool, fun segment to share here with you live tonight.
So our first Flavortown episode was in 2018. And since then, we've done 9 total episodes.
That's right. But before we like really get into it, let's go to Urban Dictionary for people who are new and like really define Flavortown. So let's look at the first definition we found on Urban Dictionary. Yeah, the first one, mixed food products, that's not it. The second one's definitely not it.
What do you think that A stands for?
I have some theories. Oh. But it's fine. We'll define it ourselves. Okay. So a Flavortown opinion is an opinion with razzle dazzle. It may look strange, but it doesn't apologize. Weirdly, it resonates.
Right.
You know. But along with that, it has to have a specificity, you know, blended with a random and ambient kind of weirdness. That's what we're going for.
Okay, so Knox and I were the first official mayors of Flavortown back in 2018. We're permanent residents now. But we wanted to share a couple of kind of classic Flavortown opinions that we've had over the years that we really love. So the first up is Liza Ambrose. And let me read her opinion to you. She said, folks who... Are you here, Liza? Oh. This is one of our favorites. Yeah.
Gosh, so, that's so fun.
Liza wrote, folks who write generic books about their lives. Y'all all are friends and all have podcasts, and you make the publicity rounds to all the same shows. So for what feels like weeks straight, so my favorite shows are hijacked by the same topic. Wow. So basically, doesn't like the white lady books. Now, what about white men books? Do you think, Knox, do you think this applies to your generic life books?
Generic books about my life. Unfortunately, yes. I think it's true.
Okay, yeah. So what about any of these other authors? Any of these authors? Hey, have y'all written generic life books?
Yeah.
Some of them are here.
Is that you guys?
So that feels, it feels right.
I like to eat, too. Yeah, I'm blooming. I'm finding quiet. I'm doing all these things.
Yes, of course. Come and eat.
Yeah.
Come and eat.
One of my favorite opinions that didn't make mayor status...
Oh.
These gifts, man, are... I chose them. I'm going to be honest with you. I did choose them.
Chose
that. Was me.
We didn't choose this life.
I was about to blame Jason for a second, but that was me. This is from Jacob71792. I'm going to go real slow so we stay here. Let it cook. You know what I'm saying? Jacob says, I'm wholly convinced that chlamydia would be a beautiful name for a child. If it weren't already an STD, it's a wonderful combination of syllables, quite pleasing to the ear. I think this is genius because he's not wrong. You know, I feel like there's an alternate reality where, you know, we have a lot of like wonderful chlamydias like in classes, but like some people are breaking out with the case of the Braxtons. You know what I mean? Really itchy with the Braxtons.
Listen, is this a good time to tell you my story that last week I got a UTI and I needed to go on 3 days of antibiotics?
Okay.
And when I went and got the antibiotic and I looked up, this specific antibiotic is for UTIs, chlamydia, or gonorrhea. And then when I went to the pharmacist, which I had never been to because it's like I could walk to it, you know, like all adorable and cute. And I walked to the pharmacist and they're like, hey, it'll be just a minute. And then I sat down and they're like, hey, by the way, we're BFODs.
No.
And I was like, oh, good.
You got to say that up front.
Oh, good. This is great. This is great.
Oh, no.
So sometimes it's fine for you to not say that you know me. That's sometimes. It's fine. Okay, my next opinion, Flavortown, comes from Christiana Hill. Christiana Hill, who runs our company,
wow,
who's running our live show. She famously once said, Spotify is trash, long live Pandora.
This is wild.
By the way, she still believes that, okay?
Yeah.
And so... the problem with this, it's very spicy because Pandora music is not even close to being the best Pandora. Okay. Obviously, number one Pandora, Pandora jewelry. Come on. Who doesn't love when you put all those little, what are they called?
What do you think they're called?
They're called baubles.
Little
charms.
Baubles.
Charms.
Yeah.
Love this. Love this vintage look. Also, the second best, of course, is the box, Pandora's box. Who knows what's in it?
No,
it's
we know
so fun.
What's in it. No, yeah.
No,
that's the
I mean,
story.
It could be a mystery. What's
no,
that
it's
green
woes
stuff?
And sorrows
tribulation.
And tribulations.
Yeah. There's folly. There's a whole story.
Aaron, like, that's the myth.
Just make it seem fine. Come
no,
on.
It's,
Okay, and then the third best Pandora is, of course, Avatar. Look, they don't even seem happy. They need a sandwich. Like, they're so sad.
They do. Yeah.
And then, of course, the fourth Pandora is Pandora streaming service. The platform is not great. It doesn't even let you choose what you want to listen to. It's just like, you want to listen to Michael Bublé? Then listen to this commercial for Wendy's. Like, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Another opinion I really liked that didn't make it was Jennifer underscore Lancaster.
Oh my gosh.
Jennifer, are you here? Yeah. I don't know why
she's
you're screaming.
Up there.
Honestly, this is insane. I don't know why you would identify as the person, the owner of this opinion.
This is not
Look
great,
at
Jennifer.
This gif. Okay. My gosh.
It gets worse, Aaron. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
She says, I'm tired of watching couples wash each other's feet at weddings. Your feet aren't grossed. You showered this morning. Really focus on this next sentence, guys, okay? If you really want to show sacrificial love like Jesus did with his disciples, you should wipe each other's butthole cracks after a number two at the altar. Aaron, as the Bible scholar, is there textual evidence of Jesus wiping cracks in the Bible?
This is not in the King James, nor is this in the Message.
She's so excited. She's so excited.
Absolutely.
She's so proud.
She is so proud. Listen, she is so happy.
I don't hate it, though. If you're going to a wedding, boring, but you know what makes it really exciting? Butt crack wiping. That is interesting.
Woo! I'm into it.
So that is some context on the kinds of people, the kinds of opinions that have been bringing the heat for the last few years. But I feel like it might still not be quite crystal clear on like what a Flavortown opinion is. So we're going to run through a few that were close, but not quite there, like, for this live show. Okay. So first up, we have KVS 21. They say Catholicism is witchcraft. You've got beads. You got to pray on for a specific number of times. You have figures of saints you have to bury in your yard for good luck.
I don't think that's
You're waving right. smoke around in the building during a service. I like this because I think, I'll just be honest, exorcisms do feel a little witchy, okay? They feel a little strange to me.
But don't you want the demon out of you if it's in you?
Listen, this is a good opinion. It's just too much religious spice, so we can't include it, right?
Okay, so there's another version of this is when it's just an observation. So this comes from Jenny37, who said, I absolutely love seeing Amish people out in public. What a way to spice up your day. Well, Jenny, we all want to see Amish people out in public. Yeah. That is a dream come true.
I agree with you. There's just nothing here.
Yeah, no, it's just, this is not spicy.
This next opinion, this is just the drugs or CBD talking, okay? This is from Grace underscore Roland. She says, moose should not exist. I don't even know how they do. These things are prehistorically large. I'm talking bigger than a car big. They should have been wiped out with whatever took the woolly mammoths. Also, they can swim. Look it up. It's crazy.
Isn't it weird that she was like, they could wipe out a whole like civilization, but the weird thing is that they can swim.
Yeah. They're aquatic, dog. Okay. That's crazy.
So next up, we have someone who's just working through something. Okay, this is Maggie Eliza, who says, here's the answer. If you ask me a question about how often I have bowel movements, which is surprisingly often.
All right.
Do not tell me I need to see a GI doctor. 3 to 4 times a day equals more room for activities.
Spot the lie. Spot the lie.
What are the activities?
So don't ask if you aren't ready for a surprise. Title of your sex tape.
Boom. We've got one that we call Just Lost the Plot. This is from Amy underscore Davis Ross. And she says, over nostalgia-driven media for adults, why are producers so horny for the past? We have to move on before we get Polly Pocket, Adventures in Polyamory. This is a good opinion, okay? I'm not going to lie. This is a good opinion. But it's not the opinion, right? Because I think the Flavortown opinion would be like something like Polly and Nate plus 8, but it's not kids. It's dudes, right? It's sex partners. That's what that is. That's where
sex
it would landed.
Thank you. We didn't know what the dudes were.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Thank you. You're welcome. Boom. And finally, we have a couple examples of like the platonic ideal of Flavortown opinions, right?
Okay, so up first is Shelley Pugel. Welcome to the Thunderdome, Shelley.
Yep.
Shelley! So Shelley writes, there aren't many feelings better than the specific moment of picking a scab.
Shelley.
Like barely getting that fingernail under that crusty edge. She writes, Even though you know you're probably going to get MRSA or some creepy infection, you just don't care because that scab be calling.
That's good. That's good.
Listen.
I like the capitalization Shelly, at the end.
Shelly, sometimes that scab be calling, but that's spicy. It's weird to get off on pulling off your scabs.
I don't like how you said that. I know. At all.
I don't like how she said it.
Fair. Okay, the one I found was this from SM.Burns, and they say, women who make loving dolphins part of their personality are sexually repressed. Aaron, I feel like, don't you have a story about a sexually repressed dolphin? And maybe a celebrity?
I don't know. Like, guys, listen, sometimes dolphins will overpower you and take you to your... Okay. Underwater rape cave.
So you see
and
some,
who are these people?
Doesn't matter if you're a CCM artist.
Which one?
Which one of these CCM encounter with
matter.
A dolphin? Which one? Would you be willing to tell the group? Just yeah. us. The child has left.
Should we go back to Kate Christianity Today and ask
Kate
her?
Kate Shelnut, would you no. like to guess? No, we won't do
Do you
that.
Want an exclusive Kate Shelnut?
Yeah. Breaking news.
This is an exclusive.
Are we going to say?
It rhymes with You boners can't tell anybody, though.
Yeah, keep
this
it secret.
This is a secret.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Okay, so as I've said, we've had 9 Flavortown episodes since 2018, and with each episode, we select a mayor to serve for that episode's term, right? But we have 2 fantastic past mayors that we want to highlight. The first is Madeline Jeanette.
Is she here, too?
Yeah, be proud.
Be proud.
Hey, somebody's got to defend incest, you
That's
know?
That's right. Somebody
Thank
has
you.
To be like, listen, B words. First cousin marriage needs yeah. to be destigmatized.
It's cool on holidays, you know?
That's right.
I don't know anything else.
Our second mayor is Shelby Hans, who said the Santa Claus has 3 of the hottest guys in a Christmas movie ever.
Okay. I'm listening.
First, starting with the hottest, is Bernard the Elf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a move.
Second, Tim Allen. Third, Charlie.
Ooh. Tough.
It Young lost me there. Charlie. It lost me on the last one, you know?
That's tough. Okay, so tonight we are going to inaugurate 2 new mayors.
That's right. One head, one crown, but 2. But it's fine, whatever. The first one, Melissa Moore, 88. Are you here tonight?
Is she here? You're wow. the new mayor?
This
Very
is a good
exciting.
One.
Exciting.
This is a good one. Melissa says, my Flavortown opinion is that Flavortown needs to be retired.
Wow. Oh, they've turned against you.
It's not
oh,
as
no.
funny as it used to be. Had a good run, but time to let it go with God. So she wants to put Flavortown down. I appreciate that honesty, Melissa.
That's
I do.
Right.
Thank you.
And now Indy here on the corner has gotten your mayor banner that you
That's
will
right.
now wear.
You get a mayor banner. Mayor sash.
Wear it with pride.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And now you have to think about Flavortown this entire term.
That's right. You've got like another hour of it, but it's going to be fine.
That's right. Okay. And then my mayoral inductee is Tucker Ficklin. All right. Awesome. Is Tucker here? No matter. We still inaugurate our mayors, even if they're not here. Tucker Ficklin said, having allergies is so effing immature.
Wow.
He continues. Stop talking about how you're allergic to bananas and kiwis. We all know you're just really trying to tell us that you have to buy special condoms.
Wow. I don't know how we got there, honestly.
Knox, what are the flavors of condoms? Let's just walk through them really quick.
I don't know, but in this picture, this looks like a guy who buys flavored condoms. And I'm like, this guy knows. He knows.
Congratulations, Tucker. Don't worry.
And we
will mail you your banner. All right. Yeah. Before we can start our next segment, we do need to bring out another very special guest to the stage.
Oh,
please welcome Jason Waterfall.
Boom! Don't go chasing waterfalls. That's right. He's real, dummy. I know that you're gonna have it your way, oh.
nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
I love it.
Welcome! Hug me! Okay. right. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you. Smartwater, not a sponsor yet.
Not a sponsor.
Yet.
Yet. You know, in planning the show, we had the idea to induct residents of Flavortown live and in person. But we also really wanted to do a snake draft element because we really enjoy doing that in episodes. So we thought, let's make this special. And let's get some listener feedback first and see, like, do they like that idea? And, you know, we got a comment from a listener. I think her name is Hangout Wahana. And she was like, hey, just so you know.
She doesn't like them.
Hey, Melissa, I think you guys would be friends.
Yeah, Hannah and Melissa can hang out. These are the only episodes that I'm really on, so yeah. Thank you.
Like it's about him. Yeah.
So the bad news for Wahana is we're doing it anyway, okay?
That's right.
Yeah. So to set it up, let's talk to our snake draft expert, Jamie. Do you want to explain how this works?
Okay. Yeah. So if y'all don't know, snakes are super complicated, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. Since like the Garden of Eden, is that right? Was it a snake?
No, it wasn't a snake.
Okay, but like since shortly after the Garden of Eden, snakes are complicated. And a snake draft is, do you like this part? The snake draft is when a group of snakes gets together and has a fake football team and they make a fantasy football team and they pick players and then they win prizes.
That's perfect. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. You nailed it.
Thank you so much.
So actually backstage during the intermish, we drew for draft positions. And you'll be happy to know Jamie has the first pick of our Flavortown snake draft.
As it should be.
That's right.
Okay, so my first pick in the Flavortown snake draft is Whitley Beebe. Whitley Beebe is our first choice. And Whitley Beebe says, we need to stop making clothes for any child under the age of 5.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Okay. It's a waste of money. We should just use old pillowcases until their growth slows down enough to make the clothes worth the cost.
Listen, Jamie's always going to love a F them kids kind of opinion.
F them kids. Okay, but here's the problem, Whitley. I think this opinion makes a lot of sense, to be honest. And I don't want to have to deal with John Johns and the switch. But here's the problem. Rush Talk has ruined this for all of us. Because Rush Talk taught us that you can get a really fancy pillowcase at the pants store. And you got to have like a really like beautiful fonted B on your B word pillowcase at the University of Alabama, right? And so, the problem here in Atlanta is you're going to still have like this triaging of like, who's the best? Who's the best? You're going to have people having Migos pillows. Okay. They're going to have their kid walking around preschool in a Georgia like embroidered pillow.
Okay.
Listen, it's going to be too complicated. It's going to be too fierce. Yeah. So I don't know that this would work in real life.
Okay. Like that. I like that. That's good. Jason, you have the second pick of the Flavortown snake draft. What are you picking?
Okay. So for this pick, we've been traveling, you know, and for this pick, I'm going with Lindsay Rosie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's here.
Well, hang on.
I get excited.
Lindsay says, enough with the Airbnb slander. Airbnbs are better than hotels in every way. Hotels are disgusting no matter how nice they are. I'll take Mrs. Linda's cozy cottage over a Waldorf Astoria any day. I'm traveling to Atlanta for the live show, and you better believe I'm staying in an Airbnb.
Okay. This is strong.
I can't agree with this because Airbnbs are so much work. Let's take a look at a couple of reasons why Airbnbs are not better than hotels.
Okay.
Number 4. I need like 4,000 instructions to get in.
No.
Not only do I get an email every other hour leading up to checking in, I also get text messages that are scrolls long that I have to read through in order to know what the code is at check-in time and then what the code is after I check in. And now I have to remember both of these codes because you won't just give me a key to your rental property.
I love it because it's like, you got to pet that dog. And then later, did you pet that dog? And it's like, I'm trying to go to a live show, guys.
And then I get in and there's a binder, right? And now I got to read about the history of the house. Two people were murdered in this house. You like to tell me that you've never lived in this house, but you want me to have a great time.
There have been at least three dead bodies in Linda's cozy cottage.
Yeah. Tons of people get murdered in hotels. You never know. You never know.
That's right. You don't know what room it's in anyways. Number three. I don't have to abide by 157 rules for staying at Shane Simple's shack. Your place doesn't have a bathroom, but I still have to stay there, find my own bathroom, and abide by all these rules. Listen, Shane, I know you have cameras in this house right now. Just tell me where they are. I'll perform for them. Do you want a fight? We can make a fight happen. Do you want... Are there still kids here? Do you want other things on camera? We can make that happen, too. Just tell me where the cameras are. I know they're there. Guys, let's just be honest about
there's cameras in your Airbnb.
Listen,
okay?
If you're
don't be babies.
Yeah, if your Airbnb's owner's name is Shane, you have been videoed and enjoyed later, okay?
Oh, no.
Yeah. What'd you say earlier? Got to taint them young? Is that what it is?
Taint them teens!
Lord.
Yeah, let's not merchandise that. Christiana.
This is all against Airbnb, not against Vrbo. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Number two. When I'm at a hotel and there's something wrong, they give me another room. Have you ever been traveling and had problems with Airbnb? I have. This turned into a stand-up skit all of a sudden.
Go ahead, Jerry Seinfeld.
Sorry about that. What do? They say good luck. And then you have to go get a freaking hotel. They don't have another Airbnb for you to stay in.
Yeah.
And the number one reason that I'm not staying in Airbnbs.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I'm not going on vacation and cleaning up after myself. Did we just stay in an Airbnb? Yes. Whole different story there. But they asked us to strip the beds and then just put the sheets at the end of the bed.
No.
Like, why did I have to take that one step? I'd rather just start the laundry. I'd rather just keep it going.
Yeah. I live here now. I'm your housekeeper.
I've probably stayed in like 10 different Airbnbs. I've only used the kitchen once. I don't know why I needed that entire house.
What'd you use the kitchen for? Do you remember?
Well, there's cameras and I knew where they were.
Also, why are we paying a $350 cleaning fee and I've done the laundry? Yes.
Thank you. Please start the dishwasher.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So, Lindsay, no thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But thank you, Lindsay.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Olive & June. As a longtime user, like 6 years, and a huge fan of Olive & June, I still can't get over how easy and convenient their Manny systems are. Between hosting two podcasts, planning a live show, and our latest merch launch, I haven't had much time for like self-care and sitting around at a salon for hours. No time, but I do love having pretty nails, and it's during these busy, hectic times that I'm especially thankful for Olive & June. Their Manny & Petty systems come with everything you could possibly need to have salon-worthy nails genuinely at home whenever you want them, even if you only have 5 minutes. I love how Olive & June, they've created products for those of us with a lot on our plates who maybe are not great at doing their nails. Like, I don't have a ton of skill set. And look, they've made it easy. The number of times I've done my nails in a rush as I'm about to run out the door and then end up smudging them, it's super embarrassing. You'd think I'd learn by now, but no more. Olive & June's line of tab press-ons are a life hack I never want to live without. They're so easy to put on and come in different sizes, so you can always find the perfect fit for you. They look so real and they last like 10 or more days, and they're not damaging like gel. I love that I can order them as part of the Manny system with up to 4 different tab sets. It's the perfect time-saving Prezi for myself. Visit oliveandjune.com/popcast for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/popcast for 20% off your first system. This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Aura Frames. I am super excited to share that this brand is not only Knox and Jamie approved, but more importantly, it's Chuck and Jan approved. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected frames with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone and they just magically appear on the frame. If Chuck and Jan aren't enough of an endorsement, it's also been named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. It's such a fun gift for all ages. Do you know what my favorite part of the Aura frame is? I haven't been called over to Chuck and Jan's house even once for like Tech Sunday to like set it up, to fix it. It's truly the perfect set it and forget it gift in the best way possible. I was over to their house for Easter dinner. My niece sent all the adorable photos we had taken of my cutie patootie great nephews to Chuck and Jan's Aura frame. And it was so easy and seamless and fun to have the photos show up before we even left the house. Jan is the most difficult person to buy gifts for. And I was excited to see how much she loves her Aura frame because I immediately decided to get one for her bedside table for Mother's Day this year. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code podcast at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Has everyone's social calendar suddenly picked up or is it just me? This is that magical time of the year when I can actually enjoy a patio lunch with Jan or just be outside for longer than 10 minutes without immediately regretting every life choice. You know what I mean? Since this beautiful weather only lasts about 5 days in Alabama, it's always tempting to cram in as many social gatherings as possible for I need to limit myself to indoor only activities and it can be easy to ignore my social battery and spread myself too thin. As an extrovert, I tend to thrive around people and I always thought the more the merrier when it came to social commitments. Therapy has been super helpful in giving me the self-awareness I needed to build a social life that does not drain my battery. Being able to not only recognize my boundaries, but be able to enforce them has been so helpful in creating some balance in my life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Since it's entirely online, the convenience truly cannot be beat, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/podcastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/podcastpod.
The third pick of the Flavortown Snake Draft, Aaron, you have the board.
All right. This is from Happily Ever Sarah. I feel like aliens being confirmed is an advantage for us, but mainly for me, as I find intelligence really hot and I need the dating pool to expand.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so I have a lot of feelings about this.
I like it.
I wanted to first look at aliens that could get it and aliens that cannot get it.
Okay. Great. That's good.
So first we have Avatar. Now, I have not seen this movie.
They can get it.
Like, what that tail do,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then next is Krall from Star Trek, Star Wars? I don't know.
Stop it. Stop it.
Nailed it.
Don't do that.
I haven't seen this one either. But, and look, I know he looks scary, but listen, underneath a Krall is an Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that
7 days a week.
Universally, maybe underneath that alien race is an Idris Elba. Okay.
Okay.
So that feels like, and listen, sometimes like you need, like maybe we just like peel off their face and it's Idris Elba. That feels right. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
So now we have aliens that could not get it.
Oh.
So first is Arrival. Now, I have not seen this movie.
Again, you have not seen this movie.
Right. And Wikipedia called these aliens heptapods. Now, they don't have a face, and their language is time. And I don't understand that.
Listen, I've seen the movie. I don't know why they have Walmart bags, and they're asking about glass cleaner. I'll be honest with you.
Like, what is that?
That's not fake?
I don't know.
That is fake. That is fake.
Oh.
That's not real.
I don't watch scary movies.
Yeah. But it does look like there is like a generous hole situation.
Ooh. Yeah, there is.
So depending on your deal.
Listen, don't be mad at what that hand do.
Yeah. Ugh. Like depending on your situation.
That might serve some of us well.
Yeah. That's... I mean, I don't know. I don't know what your deal is.
I don't know.
And then the next one is Stitch and Lilo. Now.
What?
Oh, no.
I have also not seen this movie.
Is that the name of the movie?
Clearly.
I think so.
Stitch and Lilo?
Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, Lilo and Stitch. Sorry, Evan. I'm sorry. I haven't seen this one.
Aaron, do you know which one's Lilo and which one's Stitch?
No.
You don't? You have a guess.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to Lilo and Stitch.
It does.
I assume Stitch is the alien. Is that right?
Very nice.
Good job.
Gosh, I got it right.
She doesn't need to see these movies, guys.
Yeah. But listen, I don't think that wanting to have an intimate relationship with a cartoon character is healthy. And yes, I am asking the Bluey Hive to check their heart.
Okay. Get out of here.
Bluey video game coming out soon.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's why this really belongs in Flavortown. Listen, aliens by definition are a different species, right? And that makes this, you're not going to like it, bestiality.
Oh.
Okay?
What?
Listen, I'm just doing my job, guys. I'm just doing my job. Exodus 22:19. Kate Shelnut knows this, okay? If you lie with a beast, you gotta be put to death. I mean, I don't know. That's what the Bible is very clear. I don't know what
the Bible's
you want me to do.
Clear. Did you just say the Bible's clear?
Yeah, the Bible is very clear. So we have to think about the Flavortown theological implications of this.
Yeah.
Is this you, you know, getting it on with a?
I don't like those hands.
Human. Like, are you with a human, or is this you like having intimate relationships with a horse?
Aaron,
Aaron, what the hands do?
Aaron, what part of the horse?
Aaron, what
was
the
that?
Shoulders do? The boom, boom.
I think you know. I think we need to think about it. That's why it goes in Flavortown, though.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's a good one. What would Stitch do? What would Lilo do? Who knows?
We don't know.
What would Lilo and Stitch do?
We need to think about it.
That's the kid content they should have stayed for.
It would have resonated. I'm not going to lie.
Too bad. Too
okay,
bad.
I've got the pick now. I've got a back-to-back here. So my first pick is from By Cat Pie. By Cat Pie says, Karens aren't that bad. If you can get a better experience at a place of business by speaking to the manager, why not try? I once got a free laptop at a Best Buy when I called everyone there incompetent. They were.
Almost got a free laptop.
Maybe we can just change the haircut to something more tolerable, okay?
That's good.
I love this take because it's bananas. It's crazy. But I think she's onto something with the rebranding the haircut because I do think in history, you know, we know like a choice is a character choice. And we have some good examples from history of, like, people who had bad hair and they had bad character. So let's look at that really quick. Number one, who do we have? Boom, Hitler.
Bad hair.
Bad facial hair.
Any fans?
Bad dude, no.
Any fans?
Nobody cheered for that one. That's
you
good.
You gotta go.
That's good. Good job. Balcony, thank you.
Not me.
Number two, Russell Brand, okay?
Any
not
fans?
Not a good guy.
It's not good. He didn't do good.
Yikes.
Bad hair. Bad choices, okay? Number three, Caillou. This is an important slide because it's not alopecia, it's not cancer. The creator was like, that was an artistic choice to make that freaking Caillou bald, okay? Look at that face, villain face. Next up, who we got here? Oh, no, that's weird. I don't know how that got there. That's weird.
Snuck in.
That's weird. I'm
how
so sorry.
How dare you?
Got the wires crossed. That should have been Lilo.
How dare you compare me to Caillou?
Don't compare me to Caillou. Forget it. Got it. Hitler? No. But don't you dare put me in Caillou's corner, you know?
I love sitting here right now.
But I kind of like what Bicat Pie is saying because we need someone on that wall. We need someone like defending us for the stupid corporations, the corrupt corporations. We need someone screaming at Best Buy about how they're incompetent, okay? We need them. Basically, Karens are the Dark Knight. That's who we need defending us. We may not like it. It may not be good, but they're looking into it for us. And
we don't like it. It does not look good.
All right, I've got the second pick here. I got the backpack. This is from Amy 1N.
Get ready.
Amy's here? Yes.
Amy, oh my gosh.
Amy.
Amy, I want to see you because this is
God.
Bananas.
Amy
Emily's also wearing a crown. She's like, I'm ready to go.
Y'all are genuinely not ready for this.
Listen, Amy.
Sometimes Jason will just text me and be like, I can't believe that. I can't believe Amy thinks this. Okay.
Wrote it in a public forum.
Yeah. Okay, so she says, if couples really love each other, they can save time and water by both using the toilet at the same time. As long as it's a number one only, the lady can scoot back and make space for the guy to aim. Or she can scoot forward to make a space. She says, multiple times I've tried to get my husband to do this when there's only been one bathroom, and we both had to go, and every time he says, no, no.
No, Amy, no.
He says he loves me, but I guess not this much. Amy, why are you in so many situations where both of y'all got to pee-pee so bad? So fast. What's going
you
on there?
You can save a flush. I don't even know how this works.
Let's try to work it out. Jason, come here. Let's try to work it out.
Yeah, work it out. Go stand by her.
What are you going to work
go
out?
Stand by her. Let's try to work it out. No.
She says no.
And Christiana says no.
Christiana says no.
Sit back down.
Dang it, Christiana.
Christiana says no, you cannot simulate pissing on each other. Okay.
Not pissing on each other. Pissing
that's
between
no
each other.
Yeah, they're not.
Or
that's
behind
a
each other, which
Knox,
also doesn't
that's
fit
a different thing.
Listen, I think I'm bumping on the offer to scoot forward. Like,
yes.
I'll scooch up. Dog, I'll scooch up, but you can pee-pee behind me. That's crazy to me. I don't understand that. Like, why not do it bridesmaid style? You know, one in the sink, one in the drink. That makes sense? But like, you're putting so much trust in a dude to thread the needle.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know about dudes.
You did that.
Blame Amy.
You did that to yourself.
It's not me. It's her. If you've ever been in a men's bathroom, it looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. Just like body fluid everywhere, you know? And I don't know that you want to put
God,
your trust
you know what
in
I hope?
There.
I hope Christianity Today is taking notes.
Yeah. Joining us
like
now,
she
Kate.
Is.
Kate, what do you. What? It's just, it's a bad take.
I don't like it.
It's a bad take.
I don't like it.
We couldn't find Knox for 3 days while he was finding these gifts.
All right. Those are my two picks. Aaron, we're going back to you.
Okay. This is from Thuper Duper.
Thuper Duper.
Thuper Duper.
Thuper Duper says, I'd be interested to know what human flesh tastes like.
Okay. Hey. Let's hear him out.
What's the most flavorful part? Bicep? Butt? Do I want someone to have died for me to taste it? No, but... ... Okay. This is spicy, but not actually for the reasons that you think it is. I don't actually think cannibalism is that bad morally.
Oh. What's the bottle?
I'm gonna make a case. Lots of cultures consume the bodies of the dead as a way to memorialize them.
Yeah.
Just like, don't think that you're so great. You think you're up on your high horse because you don't do that.
Yeah.
What does Stitch and Lilo think about that?
Listen, that's the question. Your aunt dies and you put her in the ground to be eaten by worms, or your aunt dies and you eat her. What's nicer?
Hey, do you know Jason's grandma just died? What do you think about that?
It's true.
Care to comment?
I'm sorry.
Quick update.
But think about it.
She did die. I did stay in an Airbnb. We did not eat her.
We didn't. That's not what they did in the kitchen. It was different.
I mean, could you have? Should you have?
Maybe you should have.
I don't know. God. Y'all are the worst. Absolutely the worst.
We will talk about this after the show.
Sorry.
Poor Shane. Second, sometimes you need to eat people for survival.
Okay.
Listen, if we were all four in a plane crash, I would want, and I died, I would want you to eat me.
No, yeah. I'm not eating you.
Yeah.
Why?
I agree. Eat my ass if you got to survive. Do
no.
it. If I'm dead, I don't care.
I would, you know? I would choose a different part.
Okay.
I think
to
I'd
start
choose a
with,
part.
At least.
I wouldn't even. Okay, and listen, we do this all the time. Eating your boogers, eating your fingernails, eating your placenta. Who in here ate their placenta?
Careful pronunciation.
Don't you lie to me.
All the crunchy moms got
yes,
real
you ate your placenta.
Yeah.
And listen, Catholics already think that we're kind of doing this during the Eucharist. Killing someone to eat them is bad. Mm-hmm. Eating someone organically is not bad, but you will get a kind of a terrible brain disease, so okay. You got to be careful.
Okay.
And listen, you think someone eating someone is worse than sticking...
Out in the middle.
Sexualizing young Charlie?
Oh.
I mean,
Shelby
calling
Mom.
The, like, no, I, this is not as spicy. But listen, I think the real reason we should let Thuper Duper into Flavortown, because listen, we got Melissa over here who thinks that it's not spicy enough.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
Flavortown's not spicy enough. So I nominate Thuper Duper as Flavortown's first serial killer.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I love it.
We kill two birds with one stone. Thuper Duper culls some of the less spicy takes for yep. Melissa. And then Thuper Duper gets to eat them.
Okay.
And we and everyone wins.
I love it.
Everyone? The people Co-sign. Who were eaten, they win?
Most everyone.
Yeah, let
most
nature, everyone let nature take its course.
Not Amy's husband, I'll tell
okay,
you that.
So
right
just
now.
To recap, just to recap, in your snake draft, you are anti bestiality.
Yeah, don't hump them aliens.
But pro cannibalism.
Again, the Bible is very clear.
The Bible is very clear. Bible's very clear, as always. Yes, of course.
Okay, so thank you for that, Aaron. We have Jason on the back to his pick.
All right, this one's a little bit more sensitive, so okay. I'd like to be taken yeah. seriously,
yeah.
please.
Come on. Let's bring the lights down. Thank you.
Baldness should not exist.
Wow.
We have tough. The technology. People need to embrace it.
Yeah.
Same goes for comb overs.
Wow.
Glue some hair up there and call it a damn day. Bald men give me secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, no.
Doxing. Everyone looks better with hair.
Okay.
Oh.
So this hits a little bit close to home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think everybody does look better at hair. Here's my first example. Brian Urlacher miraculously got hair. If you've ever driven through Chicago, it's on every billboard as you drive through.
Yeah.
Shout out Chicago, I guess. He is very hot and menacing without hair.
Yeah.
And then he turns into some kind of a dork that I don't even know what's going on.
It's like sexy Lex Luthor to State Farm Insurance.
Yeah. He just found out his wife, or he's a cuck. He just found out he's a cuck, unfortunately, you know?
There are a couple other men in pop culture that I personally love and think about quite a bit that don't have hair, and I think that's okay. The first one, if we put hair on The Rock...
Whoa.
That is tough. Yikes.
If we put hair... on Jason Statham?
Oi, oi.
First of all, when we were going through this, several people were like, he kind of looks good with hair. I think he looks like, what's his name, Milo
Ventimiglia, yeah.
You got it.
And I don't think we need two Milos in the world.
We don't need.
He got killed by a crockpot. Jason Statham would never.
Listen, The Rock looks like he put on the hair of the person he just ate, according to Aaron.
Looks like Bruno Mars' big brother, you know?
Yikes.
Oh, thank you. So thanks for supporting me in my baldingness.
Thank you.
We're not all the way there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
So, all right.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yep. All right, Jamie, you have the last pick to wrap
okay,
us up here.
Okay, the last pick comes from Natalie D. Bell, who says, your pet does not love you.
Wow.
They have learned to respond in ways that look like love to their captors.
Think about it.
It's all an obligation. What are they going to do? Fight back against the whole human race? They can't do that. They know they don't have opposable thumbs. Now, I know that this is spicy while also being 100% accurate. All right? Let's use Fur Baby Mama Rachel. Fur Baby Mama Rachel as an example. Look at her and her beautiful dog. They did a photo shot and a fowl, and they look adorable, okay? But here's the thing. The problem with Rachel being this dog's mom is that Rachel is forgetting that that dog had an actual mom.
Yeah.
Like an actual dog mom.
It's called abduction.
That's right.
That's right.
It's
That's
serious.
Right. Rachel kidnapped that dog. Kidnapped that dog. And so, for me, this just makes sense. It's almost, it's like a snake draft for Flavortown that I don't even feel 100% behind.
Wow.
Okay. I know.
I agree. It's
your pet. So, to all of you out here, congratulations on learning the truth about your pets.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm a
and now what
abductor.
Do we need?
Yeah.
Petpocalypse. Wow. We don't need them.
Let's kill them
we
all.
We don't need them.
Let's kill them all.
Let's kill them all.
Yeah. That's really good.
That's right.
All right.
You guys, thank you for participating in our Flavortown Snake Draft. Big round of applause for Aaron and
Jason. Give it up for Jason.
With our live shows coming up in June, I've obviously started doing a little shopping. It's always so fun to look for live show outfits and accessories and go through my travel checklist to see what might need a refresh. I don't need much of an excuse to get myself a Prezi, but one of the things I have on my list that I need to get before the new show is a new sun top from Pear Eyewear. Wearing my Pear Eyewear eyeglasses on travel days is probably one of my favorite life hacks, especially if you have an early morning flight. Who wants to wake up and have to deal with contacts before you have to get on a plane? Throwing on my glasses and then adding the sun top when I need them is just so much more convenient. I think the Brushed Rose sun top might be the perfect one to add to my collection. Pear sun top frames start at just $30 and the prescription glasses start at only $60. Don't forget that you can save even more by using pre-tax FSA and HSA dollars, and they always have free standard shipping and a flexible 30-day return policy. One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code POP for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that the podcast sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's PairEyewear.com, code POP.
Have you ever heard a song on the radio and felt like it was written about you? That's why I'm so excited to share about our new sponsor, Songfinch. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. I'm on their website right now, and I'm about to create my very first song. They've made it so easy. When you go to songfinch.com/podcast, all you have to do is click the big orange button that says start your song. In order to make the songs entirely original and personalized, they ask questions like, who are you creating this song for? And what's your inspiration? You get to pick the artist who creates the song for you, or you can have Songfinch help you by selecting between genres, vocal styles, vibe, and tempo. You can get as detailed and personalized as you'd like, but the process couldn't be easier for a songwriting novice like myself. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Go to songfinch.com/podcast and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/podcast. Don't forget to share your song with us too, songfinch.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right, so if you love that glimpse of the Atlanta live show, you can still snag our Austin live show replay for only $10. A perfect watch for when you're sitting in your car in your parents' driveway trying to find the strength to go back inside. And look, there's no rush, right? Because that house is set to 75 degrees. Just stay in your car, download our live stream, and have a guaranteed good time with the thermostat set wherever you like it. The link is in the show notes, or head to knoxandjamie.com/replay.
All right, JB, you want to do some lights?
Let's do some lights.
All right, what is your red light this week?
Okay, so here where we live in America, it's a week of gratitude, which I will do on Thursday, but because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday is for red lights. So here are my Thanksgiving forever red lights. First up, American Thanksgiving story. Unless you're being honest about lonely pilgrims who might have practiced incest and failed crops in the beginning of centuries of destroying indigenous folks at the hands of colonizers, we do not want to hear your Thanksgiving story. Second, the Thanksgiving color scheme. Can we regroup as a country? And who's down? Aaron Knox, are you down with the orange, brown, and yellow of it all?
Oh yeah, I like a fall palette.
Do you brown?
I think anytime you can use a doo-doo brown in your palette base, I think it's a smart decision. And when they weren't doing great at incest or crop raising, I love that the original pilgrims were like, this is our brand. So God, I like it.
It's funny that the plate does match the color scheme of the holiday. I will say the only worst holiday palette for me is, of course, President's Day because of the rigor mortis gray. It's not great.
Hey, Jason's reggae horn. That was good.
Stop it. Thank you. That was excellent. Okay, sweet potato casserole. As a reminder, yams are gross. And then unless they're on a s'more, marshmallows, also gross. So we're not doing that. Corn pudding, you're only having corn pudding because corn is not even in season. And so it's like, what's left over that we left in the freezer? Let's make a pudding from it.
That's just like a bad, the two things that are the lesser of their duos forming a really bad duo together, corn and pudding.
I don't like it. And finally, Flavortown. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is dumb. And as someone who does not watch commercials, I'm post-commercial, watching a three-hour commercial is ridiculous, okay?
You know, if you could manipulate the playback and do like 1.7, 1.75, but get the regular audio,
yeah,
I think that would be an innovation.
I would like someone just to film, and maybe this can happen on TikTok, someone at the parade just live stream it so I can watch it like an, and then I don't have to listen to any members of the Today Show or Good Morning America try to make a blow up Snoopy seem cool.
Did you say Good Morning America? Sounds like a fun morning show.
Is that a fun? Should I start that show? Anyway, so for me, listen, the only time I will say that the parade was amazing was in 1997 when Barney's balloon got cut, but it was not enough to really deflate him completely. And so he was kind of flapping around uncontrollably. Ooh. And so the NYPD just started stabbing the S word out of him until he died completely. That is a good moment. We'll put a link in the show notes so you can watch that happen. So it was excellent.
Yeah, watch that instead of the parade on your Thanksgiving
100%. It'll be much more enjoyable and quicker.
That's a great idea.
Okay, what's your red light?
I'm going to red light. This is a little bit of a hezzy hay, okay? This is a red light because I really hate the experience, but it's actually like secretly kind of a baby green light because I think it's great and I love it. And that is the television program on Showtime, The Curse. Have you watched any of the first episodes?
Okay, so I watched the first episode and I was like, I'm in.
Okay.
Why am I in? And was it
because you got some nudity? You got some
full
frontal?
I got some nudity. I just didn't expect Chip Gaines, the equivalent of Chip Gaines, to be nude. I did not expect it.
You know, part of me is like, I like what they did because this isn't really a spoiler. They do show Nathan Fielder's, I guess, his Yeah, I mean, it's there. But then they follow that with a conversation that he has with his father-in-law about how it's okay to have a tiny diglet. And I think that's more, that was more like ridiculous than actually just showing the diglet. Does that make sense? I don't know if that's actually true, but that if it were, look, so this show, the slug line is it's a newlywed couple trying to make their vision for eco-living a reality in a small New Mexico town. It's basically send up a satire of Chip and Joanna Gaines, like what they're doing. And the interesting part is it involves Nathan Fielder. I've never done the Nathan Fielder experience. You know, I've been aware of like, it's very cringy and uncomfortable.
It is. Yeah.
Emma Stone is Emma Stone. And then Benny Safdie, one of the Safdie brothers, someone whose movies, Uncut Gems and I think Out of Time with Robert Pattinson, they both make you just feel uncomfortable and stressed out. And so it's like the perfect collision of these two influences. And through the first two episodes, I hate it, but I love it so much. Yeah. It's almost like if cringe was in the horror genre, that's what this show would be. I don't know what to make of it. And I feel like a lot of people are talking about it, but I just wanted to shout that out. You know?
I saw, I think it was Claire McNear who at The Ringer, who said it's both vicious and delicious. And I think that is from my experience, but I think your experience is also reflected in the Rotten Tomatoes score, because it is at 92% on critics, 22% on audience. That's a 70 point difference. That is unparalleled. So that, I think, gives you a vibe of like why people might feel differently about it. Like both
ways. This is like the anti Ted Lasso. You do not finish an episode and feel cool and look for inspirational word art to put on your wall. You feel disgusting.
I did think Nathan Fielder held serve with Emma Stone really well.
Yeah. I was impressed with her choice. I'm impressed with the show, so I'm going to check it out. But I'm just red lighting the feeling I get after watching it.
That's fair.
Okay, what is your green light this week?
Okay, so I have two green lights, and the accidental theme is kind of murka, which is nice for Thanksgiving week. You know, an imperfect country doing its best, you know, and maybe not always doing its best, right? So in memory of First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died this weekend at age 96, the only First Lady I've ever met, which was really nice, and she was nice.
Okay, that's a flex.
I know. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm recommending the documentary The Lady Bird Diaries. Listen, how much affection did I leave watching this documentary for Lady Bird Johnson? This had gotten really great reviews, and I was like, it can't be that good. Y'all, no, it is that good. I did not realize how influential and very misunderstood Lady Bird Johnson is, wife to Lyndon B. Johnson. And so this perspective is really unique, because what they did was when JFK was assassinated, Lady Bird Johnson's press secretary came to her and said, you need to record an audio diary of everything that's happening through this transition. I think you will really appreciate having the in-the-moment perspective when you're looking back on it. And so the press secretary brought her son's recorder to the White House and said, here you go. Well, she ends up recording 128 hours of audio diaries up until the moment that Richard Nixon is inaugurated.
Wow.
I knew that these things, like the 60s, obviously were a huge amount of turmoil in the country, but she's doing audio diaries about Martin Luther King being assassinated, Robert Kennedy, the very reason that her husband is now no longer running for president is Robert Kennedy. So fascinating. Also, he really depended on her for guidance in how to frame a message, because she was a journalist and she did a lot of work. She would always, like, after he had a press conference, she'd circle back and she goes, here's what you did great. Here's what you didn't do great. I give it a B-. And he'd be like, great notes, honey. And he would like, they had recorded phone calls that you get to hear, and it was really well done. So I think it's a wonderful, it's on Hulu. It's fantastic. Okay.
I think shout out to people who have a sense of history and they're like, hey, we should probably document this, because I feel like myself and probably most of the people are like the two dog memes, just looking around uncomfortably. Like, what do I do? Someone help me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shout out to Lady Bird and the guy who recommended that.
Listen, good job, her press secretary was a woman. Isn't that funny? Like,
good job, press secretary lady.
Doing it. I also didn't realize all the highways are prettier because of Lady Bird Johnson. She is the one that made that happen. And the Environmental Protection Agency exists because of her work. So interesting. Anyway, the other green light is a book by Jill Lepore called The Deadline. Jill Lepore is my favorite history professor. I've greenlit two of her books before, The Secret History of Wonder Woman, which is excellent, and then These Truths, A History of the United States. It's one of the best, but I like give it as gift, and I always think people are mad that I gave it as a gift. They're like, did you not want to give me a Sephora gift card? I'm like, this book's going to change your life. And then people come back and they're like, that book was amazing. So this book is, I think, an easier entry point to Jill Lepore, because this is a collection of her essays. It's 46 essays ranging from Herman Melville to Bratz-Dolls to Trayvon Martin to AI. And what I love is, I'm going to quote her in the introduction. She says, the essays might seem to sort into two piles, the intimate and the intellectual, but I find that division wildly overdrawn, as if how people think about Congress draws on a different part of themselves than how they think about toddlers. And I do think about Congress the way I think about toddlers. So, and she also says, she's famous for saying historians are coroners, but I would argue she is also a bit of a poet as she writes. So she does not write like a dry history professor. She writes like a journalist. And so you see that, and this book was fantastic. I like kept looking around on the airplane being like, can I show you this quote? Random stranger next to me.
Did you enjoy the Melville section? You feel like a big Herman
about
Melville.
Moby Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, listen, when she writes about getting bitten by a tick, I was like, this is a dramatic tense movie, and I need to know what happened. Like, it's that's the weird part is when she writes about anything.
Now, you know, Moby Dick's not about getting bit by a tick, just so you know.
No, those that's are different not, essay. Those are different yeah. essays. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at the latitude there. I think my theory is no one's ever read Moby Dick. Everyone just says that they have because it's so impossible to actually read. It's
right.
It's
I've really, never read Moby really Dick. Tough. Like, I only know, what is it? Call Me Ishmael? Ishmael?
Yeah. That's the best Ishmael? Part. Ishmael? It's all downhill from there, you know?
Right. That's all I know. And I just know there's a whale.
There is. Yeah. There's a lot of other things, but primarily there is a whale. And that's kind of all you need to know.
So she writes like maybe 4 pages about it. So it's, you read that instead of Moby Dick.
If she would summarize Moby Dick, I'd read that and I would count it as reading Moby Dick. And I think that'd be fair. Oh, I think that'd be good.
I think you could. Okay. What's your green light?
Thank you for asking, because mine are similarly as lofty, in terms of history, in terms of Moby Dick as well. And it is the Peacock movie, Please Don't Destroy : The Treasure of Foggy Mountain. Look, I was a little self-conscious about greenlighting this because this is fundamentally a stupid but hilarious movie.
Right.
And if you don't know, these are the guys from SNL who have really taken over the digital short from, I guess, Lonely Island. There was a little bit of a lull in between, but it's John Higgins, Martin Hurley, and Ben Marshall. This movie, I've seen them promote this everywhere. I love their Please Don't Destroy shorts. I feel like they've really come into their own. But I'm always leery about people going from let's do 2 minutes or 90 seconds to let's do an hour and a half of content.
Fair.
I'm a little concerned if they can handle that. But this movie, I think if you like their shorts, you're going to like this movie. It's like if Superbad was a treasure hunt story and it had like really bad but good special effects. Conan O'Brien is in it and steals a ton of scenes. So is Bowen Yang, Megan Salter from Hacks. She's absolutely electric.
I love Megan Salter.
She's so funny. If you want something light, you don't have to think too hard, but you want like a really good laugh out loud moment, like every 2 minutes, you're going to like this movie. And I would recommend, The Treasure of Foggy Mountain.
Okay, good.
Yeah. If you look at that Rotten Tomatoes scale, it's like, it's similar. It's like a 80-40. You know,
like the critics didn't love it, but the audience loves it. But you know, I trust that more. Well, to be fair, usually when the audience hates something, it's either because of Basement Boys. We're like, I hate women in my superhero movies unless they're naked. And then, or it's, this is so weird, I could not begin to understand this.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what The Curse falls into.
Yeah.
But this is like, listen, it's not trying. You've really altered my perspective on TV this year about like, hey, not everything has to be like top notch. Like,
you know, when I look back on the diary of this year, I feel like it's going to be like, Knox, you know what you got into this year? You really became an ageist there for a minute.
Right.
You know, really went after old people.
Yeah.
And then you really championed the cause of mediocre content. And what a year. What a hero. You know, I haven't seen Napoleon yet, but I feel like I'm like a modern day Napoleon, basically.
Yeah, you really
with that
are.
Kind of track Thank record. You. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And before you go, remember, anytime you do any shopping on Amazon, make sure to go to amazon.com/shop/thepodcast1st. Set your purchase user affiliate link. If you're adding purchase using that link this week was, Jamie, this is an Outward Hound Fun Feeder Slow Bowl.
Okay, so this just slows down dog eating. They argue up to 10 times.
Wow.
Because it's complicated to get your food, which does feel like a trick. Feels like mean a little bit, like. But apparently it helps.
Like if Luna learning. Lovegood had this, she would starve to death. She wouldn't figure it out.
She'd be like, I give up.
I'm dead.
But I do want to point out 2 questions that I really love. The first was, I have this bowl and do not want it. How do I remove it?
Okay.
And listen, first of all, Mount Mama came in and was like, unsure. Again, not helpful, Mount Mama. But kudos to Leanne, who did not make fun of this question, but said, I don't know what you're asking. Do you have this bowl in your cart and want to remove it? Go to your Amazon cart and click remove. Otherwise, the bowl is a bowl. So if you don't want to use it, you just pick it up, put down another bowl, or simply throw it away. Sorry if that's not the answer you're looking for, but your question's pretty vague. So she does answer all the versions of it, which I really liked. And then the next question, I'm going to spoil it by saying all the answers were good. They actually really helped this person.
Yeah.
But no one acknowledged the weird thing in the question, which was, I have a 145-pound pit bull. My concern is his head is huge. Is he going to be able to get the food out with the size of his snout, especially because I believe he is part pig?
Okay. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Right? And I looked that up, and that is not a thing, by the way. It is not a thing.
But yeah. I feel like if you're trying to solve the mystery of the 145-pound dog, a slow feeder bowl is probably like that's a That's just a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, you know?
It's too much. All right, you guys. All our playlists, both episodes and music, can be found at knoxandjamie.com/Spotify. So enjoy your holiday season with those. And the replay of our Austin live show is available at knoxandjamie.com/replay. Links are in the show notes. I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jamie B. Golden.
I'm Knox McCoy. You can find me on the socials at Knox McCoy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.